Issues Etc. returned to the air on June 30th after being canceled by the previous leadership of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod during Holy Week of 2008. For a special 10-year anniversary donation of $100 or more, we'll send you a CD of Issues Etc. listeners' top 12 hymns. You can make an anniversary gift online at issuesetc.org or by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We have come to the end of a broadcast week. So on this Friday afternoon, July the 27th, we're going to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We have been spending the last week listening to our excellent guests here, and as often as we could, we were listening for a soundbite. We have found four of them from this week's Issues Etc. audio. We're going to play them for you, and after you have heard them in their entirety, then you will give us a call and vote for one of them to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can also vote via email. Just send us an email right here in the studio. We'll get it in real time. talkback@issuesetc.org. You can also vote via Twitter at IssuesETC or at our Facebook fan page. We have left space for your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, facebook.com/IssuesETC. We'd like to know who you are, which one you're voting for, and most importantly, why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for when you vote. 1-877-623-6943. talkback@IssuesETC.org. That Twitter address at IssuesETC. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. The listener with the best vote will get the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, a Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and a notepad that goes to the listener with the best vote. Soundbite number one this week came from an interview that we did with Ross Douthat, a columnist for the New York Times. He's written a book about Pope Francis. I began by asking him the question, is Francis the Pope of liberal Catholic dreams? Here was his answer.
I think within the limits of plausibility, he absolutely is. Essentially, the Pope has, in various ways, done what he can to shift Catholicism's formal public attitude toward a lot of stuff associated with the sexual revolution, which has been sort of the point of controversy and tension within the church going back to the 1960s and 1970s and the aftermath of the Second Vatican Council. And I say within the limits of plausibility because what the Pope has done, it's sort of a shift of attitude and atmosphere with sort of formal changes carried out ambiguously and in footnotes to longer documents and so on. So he isn't coming out and saying Catholicism is changing its teachings on divorce and remarriage or same-sex marriage and homosexuality or contraception. He isn't making the kind of formal changes that conservative Catholics say he actually can't make, right? These are changes that are supposed to be impossible for a pope to make. So he hasn't gone that far. He's operated in this zone of ambiguity where you're essentially saying, well, the church still has these teachings. They exist somewhere in the ideal, in the abstract, but the church is going to live in reality from now on, and that means coming to terms with the post-sexual revolution world as it actually exists.
That's soundbite number one, Ross Douthat of the New York Times. Is Francis the Pope of liberal Catholic dreams? If you'd like to vote for that one, give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at Issues ETC, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number two this week comes from our ongoing series with Dr. Alfonso Espinosa, author of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July, Faith That Sees Through the Culture. Here he is talking about and telling a story about the theology of the cross in action.
I touch a lot of Christians dedicated to the Lord, Todd, who have been given a strong faith. And they'll talk about growing in faith at times when they were going through some very difficult storms in life, when they were put in a position to truly seek God, to call on his name, and to completely rely and fall upon the grace of God in Christ Jesus, because nothing else was going to save. God works that way quietly through this unexpected humility, quiet, and even in suffering context. So when Jesus calls us to himself in discipleship in Matthew 16:24, he says, if anyone would come after me, deny himself, take up his cross and follow me, because it's in that cross we are bearing that weight of our vocational sufferings and doing what is right and living for God like a faithful married couple where one of them grows very ill, diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease. And I witness this husband who cared for his wife, getting her out of bed, putting her in a wheelchair, going into the bathroom to bathe her, back into the bedroom to clothe her, out to the kitchen to feed her, prepare a meal to her favorite chair in the living room so she can conduct her daily life, and taking her out in the van and that wheelchair lift so she can see the sights. When I witnessed that couple doing what they were doing, I saw the meaning of marital fidelity and commitment and sacrifice coming to life. God works through those things. That's the theology of the cross.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Alfonso Espinosa on the theology of the cross in action. You can vote for that one by giving us a call live this Friday afternoon, July the 27th, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send your vote via Twitter @issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Hadley Arkus. We were talking with him about what he thinks the subject of abortion in the Supreme Court nominee hearings, what shape that subject ought to take.
The right to abortion extends throughout the entire length of the pregnancy, and even, as we learned, after the child comes out. This is the thing that inspired the Born Alive Infants Protection Act, that a federal judge dealing with a baby who'd survived an abortion for 21 days died, and the question was raised, is there an obligation to preserve the life of the child? The answer was no, that it's not a child protected by state law. It's a fetus marked for termination. And we've had 183 Democrats voting against it. Roe versus Wade to them means a right that extends beyond the pregnancy itself and entails nothing less than the right to kill a child born alive. Now, this is a lever, and I don't see why it couldn't be brought out in the hearings. Say, well, Senator, there's a lot of misunderstanding about Roe. A lot of people don't understand it. Could you tell me how you understand that case? It looks as though our Democratic colleagues, when they ask you about Roe versus Wade, now have in mind a right that extends beyond the pregnancy itself. You must be aware of that. The point could be brought out and challenge the Democrats on that panel. They're going to be voting on that bill sometime this fall. Are they going to hold to the position of the Democrats in the House that that right to abortion extends beyond the pregnancy? Or are they be willing to say that even that right to abortion must find a limit somewhere?
That is soundbite number three, Hadley Arkus, abortion in the Supreme Court nominee hearings. If you'd like that one to be soundbite of the week, it needs your vote. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet @issuesetc. Get ready to vote, because this is our fourth and final soundbite for you on this Friday afternoon. And after we played it, we'll take a break, and the break is a great time to give us a call and to vote for soundbite of the week. Soundbite number four this week comes from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. We are doing a series with him introducing the books of the Bible. We had introduced the book of Ecclesiastes. Here's some of his thoughts on Ecclesiastes, evolution, and death.
One of the most important things that Ecclesiastes is asking of us is that we would wrestle honestly with our own mortality. There's going to be a time when I am not, and when you are not, Todd. There's 100 years from now, the mountains will still stand there, and the ocean is still going to be there. But all the works that we've laid down, all the plans that we've made, all the efforts that we've exerted, they'll be forgotten. They'll be on the dust heap of history. And to think of those things and to consider those things and to meditate on those things, on the fleetingness of our own lives and our own selves, is to begin to have a little bit of what the Bible calls wisdom. Moses taught us this. He said, teach us to number our days so that we may gain a heart of wisdom. That our days can be numbered, that we are so finite and mortal, that we are dying, is an important thing for us to wrestle with. As I've talk to people, especially to people who are trying to maintain the facade of atheism, one of the things that they are always careful to avoid is a conversation about death. In fact, I think that one of the reasons why evolution as an ideology and a mythology has been so powerful in our day is because it gives a way of thinking about death that's good. It's the advancement of the species towards some unarticulated better. Evolution gives an illusion of goodness to death, and I think that accounts for its power as a mythology, because we don't know what to do with death apart from the scriptures. That death is the result of the fall, that death is the punishment for our sins, that death is overcome by the God who took on our flesh and our sin for us. But apart from that, death is a very difficult thing to wrestle with, and Ecclesiastes puts that difficulty right between the eyes.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller talking about Ecclesiastes, evolution, and death. You can vote for that one as well, 1-877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org is our in-studio email address, our Twitter address, at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can use any of those ways to vote live this Friday afternoon, July the 27th, and this break is a great time to call and vote for one of those four to be soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week are next. Monday's black, Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back, it's Friday, I'm in love.
Ask the average evangelical about infant baptism, and they are likely to emphatically tell you that is a man-made doctrine, man-made practice. The Bible nowhere teaches it, and the Bible does not tell us to baptize our infants. Is this true?
Chris Roseborough of Fighting for the Faith talking about his presentation at the Fall 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
We'll be opening up the scriptures and looking at who the scriptures say baptism is for. We'll take a look at the doctrine of original sin and how it relates to infant baptism. And we'll also take a look at the benefits of baptism, who's doing the work, and even take a look at a biblical account of baptismal regeneration.
You can meet and hear Chris Roseborough making the case for infant baptism at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, November 9th and 10th in Dallas, Texas. Learn more at issuesetc.org.
Expert guests, expansive topics, extolling Christ. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Children are a heritage from the Lord, but what of those who've not been given the gift of a child? The cross of barrenness affects not only childless couples, it affects the family, friends, and pastors who love and care for them. I'm Katie Schuerman, and I'm partnering with Emmanuel Press to publish the second edition of my book, He Remembers the Barren, a story about the hope and contentment found only in Christ, no matter the cross we bear. Visit emmanuelpress.us to learn more. emmanuelpress.us.
Looking for a foreign language program that will revolutionize your students' vocabulary knowledge and their understanding of grammar? How about a program that teaches critical thinking skills too? Look no further than Memoria Press's Latin curriculum. Students of all ages can use these Latin study programs. Give your students the language of medicine and law today. Visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR17. Memoria Press, a classical Christian education that works.
The Pope has done what he can to shift Catholicism's formal public attitude toward a lot of stuff associated with the sexual revolution.
When I witnessed that couple doing what they were doing, I saw the meaning of marital fidelity and commitment and sacrifice coming to life. God works through those things. That's the theology of the cross.
Our Democratic colleagues, when they ask you about Roe versus Wade, now have in mind a right that extends beyond the pregnancy itself. You must be aware of that.
One of the reasons why evolution as an ideology and a mythology has been so powerful in our day is because it gives a way of thinking about death that's good. It's the advancement of the species.
It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, July the 27th. Listener with the best vote wins the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. The only way to get the LPR bundle package is to get the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, or come visit the studio. It's time to play Soundbite of the Week, so someone's going to get the LPR bundle package. You can give us a call with your vote, and phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-6943. You can also vote via email, our email address right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Or you can vote via Twitter, our Twitter address @issuesetc. We have four sound bites. Soundbite number one, Ross Douthat is Francis, the Pope of liberal Catholic dreams. Soundbite number two, Dr. Alfonso Espinosa, the theology of the cross in action. Soundbite number three, Hadley Arkus, abortion in the Supreme Court nominee hearings. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on Ecclesiastes, evolution, and death. Your vote determines which one will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, where we've left space for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Corrine in Amherst, Wisconsin, votes for soundbite number two, Dr. Alfonso Espinosa, the theology of the cross in action. Corrine says, Dr. Espinosa, because it is comforting for me to know that I'm not the only one whose faith grows the most when I am forced to fall at the feet of the cross, helpless and unable to salvage my own life. Corrine, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Wisconsin. Mary's voting for Dr. Espinosa as well. My vote today is for Dr. Espinosa's description of the theology of the cross. Mary says, God works in through our suffering and through our self-sacrifice for others, where he has placed us in our vocations in life. That's quite right. An excellent summary of Dr. Espinosa's soundbite right there, Mary. Thank you for your vote. This vote comes from Arlington, Texas. Joy writes this, my vote is for Hadley Arkus because the soundbite strikes so close to home. I celebrated my 55th birthday yesterday as a pre-Roe v. Wade adoptee. Joy, thank you very much, and thank you for listening in Texas. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E, talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address @issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We need to know which soundbite you're voting for and why. We'd like to know also where you're listening. 1-877-623-6943. Will it be soundbite number one, Ross Douthat, is Francis the Pope of liberal Catholic dreams? Or soundbite number two, Dr. Alfonso Espinosa, the theology of the cross in action? Will it be soundbite number three, Hadley Arkus, abortion in Supreme Court nominee hearings? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on Ecclesiastes, evolution, and death? Julie in Kansas City is voting for soundbite number two, Alfonso Espinosa. Julie writes this, I am moved to agree because as a former home caregiver, I observed what he describes. The loving spouse, when able, sometimes gives so much of himself or herself that eventually both of them end up needing a third party to help them. And when the couples like that die, They are sorely mourned by us caregivers because they treated us like Christ's family as well. So glad to hear that, Julian. Thank you very much for listening in Kansas City. A vote for soundbite number two, Dr. Alfonso Espinosa on the theology of the cross in action. U.S. Army Chaplain Corps celebrates its 243rd birthday on this Sunday, July the 29th, 243 years of chaplaincy in the U.S. Army. LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces is committed to serving those who serve. They support almost 200 chaplains who represent the church on active duty, the reserves, the National Guard, and Civil Air Patrol. Find out more about LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces at lcms.org/armedforces, lcms.org/armedforces. We're playing Soundbite of the Week. You can vote 1-877-623-MY-IE or by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Roberta in Riverside, California says, I choose Pastor Wolf Miller's soundbite. That's soundbite number four. It's number one for me. She says, it's rather disconcerting to think that death has anything to do with the advancement of the species. God is the one who is indirectly in charge of us. Our kindness to people, our willingness to listen to them, our teaching children scriptures or songs, these things we might do, and they will remember them even in their old age. If a pastor taught us that baptism saves and that Jesus is our good shepherd, we will remember him and tell others what he taught. In Solomon's day, things were the same. He is remembered today because someone published his work. May we always be remembering that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Roberta, thank you very much. Thanks for listening out on the West Coast. Cheryl listens in Indianapolis. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, I'm voting for soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolf Miller. And the reason was because when he got to the end of that whole discussion of Ecclesiastes, I said, oh, wow, he pointed us to Christ. That was the best I ever heard of Ecclesiastes taught. Thanks.
Cheryl, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Indianapolis. The winner this week, according to your votes of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, is soundbite number two, Dr. Alfonso Espinosa on the theology of the cross in action. Let's listen again.
I talk to a lot of Christians dedicated to the Lord, Todd, who have been given a strong faith. And they'll talk about growing in faith at times when they were going through some very difficult storms in life, and where they were put in a position to truly seek God, to call on his name, and to completely rely and fall upon the grace of God in Christ Jesus, because nothing else was going to save. God works that way quietly through this unexpected humility, quiet, and even in suffering context. So when Jesus calls us to himself in discipleship in Matthew 16:24, he says, if anyone would come after me, deny himself, take up his cross and follow me, because it's in that cross we are bearing that weight of our vocational sufferings and doing what is right and living for God like a faithful married couple where one of them grows very ill, diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease. And I witnessed this husband who cared for his wife, getting her out of bed, putting her in a wheelchair, going into the bathroom to bathe her, back into the bedroom to clothe her, out to the kitchen to feed her, prepare a meal to her favorite chair in the living room so she can conduct her daily life, and taking her out in the van in that wheelchair lift so she can see the sights. When I witnessed that couple doing what they were doing, I saw the meaning of marital fidelity and commitment and sacrifice coming to life. God works through those things. That's the theology of the cross.
That's soundbite number two, the winner this week of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, Dr. Alfonso Espinosa on the theology of the cross in action. Corrine in Wisconsin, you get the LPR bundle package, and thanks to everybody who voted for soundbite of the week. If you'd send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Daily Bread is the theme of the August issue of the Lutheran Witness magazine. You can check it out at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness magazine, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective, cph.org/witness. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll find out from Pastor Matt Harrison how the earliest Christians cared for the poor. We'll continue our series introducing the books of the Bible with Pastor Brian Wolf Miller, talking about the Song of Solomon, and we'll have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on Jesus instituting the Lord's Supper. The Christian never really emerges from the shadow of the cross. We remain at the foot of the cross our entire lives. It is the cross from which our life flows. a new life of forgiveness, mercy, and salvation before God, a new life that is lived in sacrificial, life-giving service to our neighbors. It's a cross-shaped life. I'm Todd Wilken. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilken and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Issues Etc. returned to the air on June 30th after being canceled by the previous leadership of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod during Holy Week of 2008. For a special 10-year anniversary donation of $100 or more, we'll send you a CD of Issues Etc. listeners' top 12 hymns. You can make an anniversary gift online at issuesetc.org or by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to eighth grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.